The Card Street fire in Sterling on the Kenai Peninsula continued into its second day today. The fire has burned more than 1,500 acres. Hotshot crews are scheduled to be on the scene tonight. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
We had to leave again. It's kicked up again.
They just asked the
community. There's flames above the trees.
Okay.
They won't let you back in.
The community center in Sterling continues to be the hub for relief efforts. Residents are sharing updates along with food, clothes, phone chargers, pretty much everything. I was just opening my laptop to pull up the latest evacuation maps when a man who had just left the fire zone came over.
My name is Shun Adachi. I thought maybe my house going to burn down because it's very strong, very quickly to coming to the fielding lane and the Kenai Keys area. Then people were screaming, crying. Then it's a very horrible situation.
And so do you know if your house is...
My house is okay because our subdivision, all subdivision area is okay. But I'm feeling very sorry for people who lost their house.
Shun is one of the lucky ones. Crews have been battling the fire in his neighborhood for nearly 24 hours, and 10 structures have been destroyed. Krista Schooley is volunteering at the community center. She's already heard of some bad news for one family.
You know, we had an a lady come in who lost everything, and, you know, she was able to save her two dogs. And, I mean, her husband woke up to it, the fire being on her house. And all he could do was grab the animals, the two dogs, and get out.
This fire has been confirmed as human-caused. It started Monday afternoon and quickly grew to more than 600 acres. Calm winds throughout the night and into Tuesday morning helped slow the fire's growth, but forestry spokesperson Terry Anderson says firefighters are concerned about the night's forecast.
The thing that concerns us today is a lightning forecast for the Kenai Peninsula. You might see some large clouds building up. That can cause erratic winds and thunderstorms late in the evening. That's the forecast for our area today.
A hotshot crew is scheduled to arrive on the scene Tuesday night, and a Type 2 management team is slated to take over operations Wednesday morning. Another forestry spokesperson, Andy Alexandru, says more air support will be on the way as well.
A couple of Blackhawks that were ordered up this morning from the National Guard to pitch in with their bucket and water capability, as well as a Canadian CL-215 scoop aircraft. We've seen them here in the state in the past.
Travelers along the Sterling Highway should check with the Department of Transportation's 511 number for information on closures. The Alaska State Troopers are in the area helping direct traffic as crews focus their attention on the east end of the fire, where it's just a couple miles from the highway. Reporting from Sterling, I'm Shaylin Cochran.